Track 14, Additional Techniques. On the last track, we discussed three concepts related to redefining identity in anorexic clients. These three identity-defining concepts included exposing the false self, allowing the self, and self-neglect. On this track, we will examine three additional techniques that I have found useful in treating anorexic clients. These three techniques include mirror-mirror, character definition, and restructuring automatic thoughts. The first technique that can be used with an anorexic client is mirror-mirror. I find this technique helpful in the beginning stages of therapy when the client is just starting to open up. In order to facilitate his or her sharing, I ask the anorexic client to answer certain questions about how he or she feels when looking in the mirror. Just as the narrative that we discussed on track 1 allows for the uninterrupted and objective flow of thoughts, so too does this exercise allow the anorexic client to introduce and see for themselves their own anorexic thoughts. Jamie, age 15, had reached 75 pounds before she was referred to me. I asked Jamie to take home a list of the following questions and answer them truthfully. Jamie returned with these responses. Number 1. When I look in the mirror, I feel unaccomplished and a failure. 2. Today I looked in the mirror and cringed. 3. I like myself best when I'm under 90 pounds. 4. The thing I do when I get up in the morning is weigh myself. 5. The first thing I think when I get up in the morning is, who will I have to fool today? 6. I feel glad to be me when other girls are jealous and I can stand up to my parents. 7. If my mirror could talk, it would say, you're hopeless. 8. My perfect reflection would be thinner. 9. The last time I liked what I saw in the mirror was when I was 10 years old. 10. My body is gross and keeps me from being my best. As you can see, this exercise has identified much of the negative self-talk that Jamie puts herself through. By bringing these statements out into the open, she can better prepare herself for letting go of these internalized beliefs. Think of your Jamie. Would he or she benefit from mirror, mirror? The second additional technique that I find useful with anorexic clients is character definition. This exercise is designed to aid anorexic clients in redefining their source of self-esteem. Up until the point that they come to therapy, anorexic clients' source of self-esteem is definitely their bodies and not themselves. In order to move the focus away from the physical self, I recommend to parents and clients to remove full-length mirrors and scales from the house so that the client cannot obsessively measure herself. To replace the physical self-esteem, I asked my 16-year-old anorexic client, Sherry, to make a list of positive attributes that her and others find distinctly individual and positive about her. This list included strong laugh, sweet disposition, genuinely caring attitude, beautiful singing voice. I then asked Sherry to review this list and tell me if her anorexia had damaged any of her real character. She stated, well, I'm weaker, so my voice is also weak, and I have been crabbier since I've stopped eating. I still really like the way I can talk back to people now. I didn't before. I stated, but when you have been assertive, that has been the result of your anorexia, not yourself. This is not who you are. I am sure there's an assertive person underneath the exterior, but the assertiveness coming out is not part of you. Think of your Sherry. How would you get him or her to define their own character? The third additional technique that I find useful with anorexic clients is restructuring automatic thoughts. As you already know, there are many different types of automatic thoughts that anorexic clients engage in. In track 6, we discussed abbreviations, short phrases that anorexic clients repeat to themselves in order to avoid rational thought. Automatic thoughts work in the same way. When a client begins to experience a certain trigger feeling, the automatic thought or way of thinking kicks into gear. Mary, age 17, had developed mild paranoia in addition to her anorexia. Mary was prone to overanalyze other people's reactions to certain stimuli and would catastrophize meaningless situations. First, I asked Mary to identify her thought when she began to feel anxious, which was her trigger emotion. Second, I asked that she identify which form or forms of automatic thought she is employing. And lastly, I asked that she write down in her daily journal a more rational explanation of the situation. After a few weeks, Mary returned and stated, "Yesterday, my best friend, Kristen, walked right by me at the mall without speaking. My automatic reaction was to think, what did I do? Why is Kristen angry at me? I must have done something to her." I tried to tell myself that I was just jumping to conclusions, but I still didn't believe it. I wanted to call her up and ask her what was wrong. If she didn't answer, I'd keep calling and calling until she'd finally pick up. I told my mom, and she suggested writing it in my journal and dealing with it tomorrow. I wrote, "I'm jumping to conclusions, and I'm also personalizing things too much. Maybe she didn't see me. I'll just have to ask her about it tomorrow at school." I haven't asked her yet, because I haven't seen her, but I'm still really anxious about everything between us. Although Mary's anxiety has not subsided, she is still beginning to analyze her thoughts enough to understand her own motives. Think of your Mary. What kind of automatic thought is he or she perpetuating? On this track, we discussed 3 additional techniques that I have found useful in treating anorexic clients. These 3 techniques included mirror, mirror, character definition, and restructuring automatic thoughts. Question 14. What are 3 additional techniques that I have found useful in treating anorexic clients? This CD set has covered such topics as narrative therapy, social implications, early development, anorexia as a phobia, progression of the disorder, obsession, the family dynamic, exceptional situations, dissociative behavior, incest, anger, difficulties in utilizing the family, redefining identity, and additional techniques. I hope that you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, living with secrets, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.